delighted to see this happen. I suppose we initiated this about 3 years ago when we met residents on site and listened to their concerns with the area engineer at the time. We had then applied for a scheme to the Department Low Cost Accident Scheme, and I'm delighted to see the contractors now on site. We obtained 25,000 under that scheme, and I suppose that the aim of the scheme is to improve sight lines on approach from all junctions, the Ballisadare side, the Holy Well side, and the regional road itself. It's an extremely busy crossroads, and it's an extremely busy junction, I'm delighted to see the works underway, and in fact they're well underway. The contractor's been there all last week, and people will see now that there has been vast improvements to all approaches in terms of sight lines and that 6 metre required sight line.
What, if any, disruption will be caused here while the works are taking place? So what type of timescale are we looking at?
The work should be complete in the next week or two. We met residents again down there last week in terms of Chestnut Grove, the adjacent estate. We've done some works there to improve sight lines on their exit. I want to thank all the staff in Sligo County Council, in particular road design and Michael Ryan. A lot of work goes into these schemes in terms of design and tender and procurement process. It's great to see that this has moved on very, very quickly. I want to thank the landowners for allowing us obtain access to their land to allow us to improve sight lines in terms of road verges, in terms of trees, in terms of the corners. And the landowners have been very good at all approaches to the road. So we will now see an improved sight line from the Ballisadare side, from the Holy Well side, and from Ahamore, the regional road itself, the 287, which connects effectively Drumahaire, Ballintore, back to Carrow Centre, Sligo Town. It's an extremely busy regional road, not only for road users, but for visitors to Loch Gill, visitors to the Holy Well, visitors to Flishwood, and it's used, as we know, as that track over to Jinx's Cross, over to the Ballisadare side. So it's welcome news. I know residents have seen a vast improvement over recent days in terms of those living at or near the junction, and also though road users in the vicinity, walkers and cyclists. It's safer now. People can see at the T-junctions for that 6 metre and maybe beyond in terms of cycling, which wasn't there. It was extremely dangerous. We had a lot of accidents at this junction. We had a lot of near misses at this junction, and this is a low-cost intervention which will see site improvements on all approach. We're also going to improve some signage